discussing the Rosh's point that a Jew has to be prepared, has to accept that sometimes he'll have to be moser nefesh, give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiddush Hashem, other contexts. And the Rosh said, Ki alecha ragnu kol hayom, for your sake we are slaughtered all day long. Mentioned that in the context of Mila, some posts can point out that Mila always has some risk, and the Torah still says do it, and Rabbi Nezer, the Beis Yitzchak, actually say that there is a halacha consequence of this, that even sometimes where there is even slightly more than usual risk, obviously if there's significant risk, we don't do Mila, we push it off, but you may have to do Mila sometimes, even when there is some non-zero risk. There is a very interesting difference in the approaches, at least in some of their tshuvas of Rabbi Nezer and Beis Yitzchak. Rabbi Nezer assumes, at least in one of his tshuvas, that a person himself, an adult who has a mitzvah of Mila upon himself, would have to do it in certain cases, even when there's some risk. But that doesn't mean that a father would have the right, or the duty, or even the right, to expose his child to such risk. He's medayek the language of the Rambam, that in certain cases, the Rambam says, ad sheyagdil. So besides, he understands, that means besides waiting till the kid gets stronger, you also have to wait till he reaches legal age of consent, till he can decide to be moser nefesh, because the father, the b'shalohu rashaya, the person who's obligated, may, and is even obligated to expose himself to a certain level of risk, not his child. Obviously, he's not referring to the basic Mila, which is the minimal risk of every Mila, but at least when you have the slightly elevated risk, a person might do it to himself, but should not do it to his child. Beis Yitzchak seems to disagree. Beis Yitzchak says that, no, the general dispensation of Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom, the idea that sometimes the Torah wants you to undertake some risk, once that risk is within what the Torah wants you to undertake, that applies even to a child. And he brings a raya. He says, we discussed last week also, we discussed the idea that most of the Jewish people did not perform bris milah on their children in the Midbar because of the dangerous conditions that prevailed. Shevet Levi did. Ki shamru em rasecha v'rischa yintzaru, that Levi did bris milah even though it was slightly dangerous, and Beis Yitzchak says apparently Levi was correct. Levi was considered the tzaddikim here. They did the right thing. So even though there were children involved, he says, and even though there was some danger, nevertheless, he says, the person, once the Torah says, Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom, that there's a special idea that Mila, you're supposed to undertake a certain, basically, minimal level of risk, even once children may be exposed to the, may and should be exposed to that level of risk. We find a very similar discussion in the Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, where one of the main dispensations, main excuses, main heterim the poskim give for not going to Eretz Yisrael is danger. Tosa says, sakana, sakanas drachim, piracy, shipwreck. So nevertheless, there are poskim who say that even though a person is not mechuyev to go to Eretz Yisrael, where the trip would be dangerous, many poskim still do say that you're allowed to. The Gadol of Minsk has a tshuva where he says, we find throughout the ages that Gedolei Yisrael risked their lives. Hashbat says this, risk their lives to go to Eretz Yisrael. So if we accept this position that a person is allowed, there is a mitzvah to, certainly allowed, maybe a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not an absolute chiyuv when there's risk. The question is, what about taking your family to Eretz Yisrael if there's risk? Is that also mutter? So in a famous tshuva of the Me'il Tzedakah, he says yes. He was asked about a case of several idealistic families wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and bring their wives and children, and the adults were all gave their consent. The children were below the age of consent. They had toddlers, 2 or 3 year olds, he said. So the local community, the local Beistin, wanted to block them and say, you want to do it, you're an adult, make your own decisions, but don't take the kids. So Me'il Tzedakah says, no problem, take the kids too, he says. The Beistin's wrong, you can take the kids too. He says, Manavsha, what are you worried about, he says. You're worried about shipwreck and piracy, he says. Same danger for adults and children. They're all in the same boat, literally, figuratively, he says. And if adults can go, children can go too. Like the Beis Yitzchak says, what you can do for yourself, you can do to your kids. He says, Elamai, he says, what are you worried about? The rigors of the journey, it's a stressful and rigorous journey, he says. Adaraba, kids are better at that, he says. Kids are more resilient. Kids are always bouncing around. He says, kids can survive a stressful voyage more easily than the adults. So the Me'il Tzedakah says that the risk, if it's acceptable for adults, they can take the kids too, like the Beis Yitzchak says about Mila. As to the rigors, the kids are certainly okay, and the Meili says, go, and he's worried about Parnassa, it's a separate Shaila, but in terms of the risk, he says, not a problem at all. That's what our poskim brings. There were other poskim who said the same thing, that once, if we assume that Sakana is not an issue for the parents, then there's no additional problem due to the fact that, assuming that there's not an additional unacceptable risk to the kids, assuming the same minimal risk holds both for the parents and the kids, then there are a number of Akronim who say that if the risk is allowable for the parents, then it is allowable for the, then they are allowed to bring their children to subject them to the same level of risk.